Good morning, Gerard. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
We're doing okay. Hey, before we look forward to Pittsburgh, if you don't mind, I'd like to look back at Cleveland for just a second. In your estimation, Gerard, to what extent did the outcome of that game have anything to do with the Patriots taking it, not lightly, but as a business-as-usual game? And clearly, for the Browns, the game against the Patriots was the Super Bowl, the BCS championship, Davis Cup tennis, and a bar mitzvah all rolled into one.
I don't know how much of a role that played in the game, but I know we came out a little flat, and Cleveland came out with a lot of energy, and they played well that game. So, kind of bit us a little bit, but at the same time, we're moving on to Pittsburgh. Hopefully, we'll have a good performance this week.
All right, here's what I'm dying to know, and I've heard this 1,000 times over the years. Coaches and players say, we'll regroup, we'll look at the film, we'll correct our mistakes. Now, in the big picture, I get what that means. But give me a specific example of something that you saw on film that was a mistake that can be corrected before you get to Pittsburgh Sunday night.
It starts first and foremost with just energy. You know, we came out a little flat, and at the same time, you know, there were things in the film where it wasn't, you know, the same player twice. It was always, you know, one guy here, one guy there every once in a while. But, you know, at the same time, it's worth losing if you can learn a lot from it. And I think we did. So.
But are those mistakes technique, or are those mistakes blown assignments or something else?
We didn't have that many blown assignments. I think it was more technique.
Now, they said their game plan was to, I believe, take you out and let Brandon Spikes beat them. Did you sense that early in the game, Gerard, that was their approach?
I didn't really sense it like that. I know they ran a lot of outside runs, but to be honest with you, they ran the ball anywhere they wanted to. It was a long game for us, and you know, we'll regroup and try to get it right this week.
Well, why should we expect? Why should Patriots fans expect it to be different? I mean, the Pittsburgh's a better team. They have better personnel on defense. You know, they have a better quarterback. They have a great defensive coordinator. They just have a lot going on in Pittsburgh that they didn't in Cleveland. So why, if you're being optimistic, should you expect different results this week?
You know, we hear it all the time as far as being young on the defensive side of the ball and as a team in general. But, you know, before last week, we were taking some steps in the right direction, especially with our run defense and things like that. And Pittsburgh's a run-first team. So I think if we get back to the basics and stop the run, we'll have a good chance of winning the game. You know, Pittsburgh struggles a little bit, you know, in close games. And I think if we keep it close, then we'll have a good chance.
Hey, Gerard, your head coach this week, if I gave you a list of words to describe his attitude and his mood, and I'll start with the best and go to the worst, tell me which one applies to Bill Belichick this week. Happy, friendly, quietly disappointed, upset with you guys, agitated, or really pissed off?
I would say really pissed off. You know? I mean, we never will accept losing around here. You know, ever since I was drafted to New England, it's been that way, and it's a bad feeling when you come around here after a loss.
Not that I'm giving you any prepackaged excuses, but Sunday night football on the road has to be a little strange. The Steelers get to stay in their homes and do what they need to do. Are you stuck in the hotel all day? Is that what happens?
Yeah. You pretty much are stuck at the hotel all day and just getting your mind ready for the game. But you know, we've done well. We've done well on the road. You know, besides last week, we've been doing a lot better on the road, and hopefully we can come back with the victory.
Well, what do you do all day long so as not to have the energy drain? I mean, do you try to sleep? Can you sleep? Do you watch other NFL games? What's the process?
Yeah, we still have meetings and stuff like that, so that takes up the bulk of the morning and the afternoon. But you have a couple of hours there where you can get a little quick nap in, you know, try to get energized for the game.
Hey, when you get after Roethlisberger, you know, if you guys blitz or if you put pressure on him, do you have to take special bringing him down? What's that like? I mean, he's bigger than you, Gerard.
Yeah, that's the problem. You know, bringing him down. If you watch the film, you know, a lot of players have trouble bringing him down. They tell you to tackle the arm, you know, tackle his arm. So, you know, if you hang around on his body, he'll just shrug you off or he'll switch the ball to the other hand and throw it with his other arm. And it's very difficult, you know, but at the same time, I think if you get a lot of guys on him, he'll come down.
Does every quarterback in your mind, are they either guys you pressure or guys you don't? I mean, is it one or the other? Say, I'm We got to put pressure on him, or he's good under pressure. He'll find the open guys, so we have to drop guys into coverage. And if so, which one is Roethlisberger? Do you want to pressure him, or do you want to drop into coverage? Which is the more effective strategy?
You know, I think so. I think sometimes, you know, especially going against young quarterbacks, you kind of want to show him different looks and put a lot of pressure on him. But Ben Roethlisberger's been doing this for a long time. He's a great quarterback. So you have to show a mixture of things. Sometimes you have to rush, you know, extra guys, and sometimes you have to drop people, you know, but it's all about disguise and making him guess what you're going to do.
All right, Gerard, good luck on Sunday night. We'll be watching. We'll talk to you next Friday on Patriot Friday.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Gerard Mayo with Dennison Callahan. Gerard is brought to you by Autotrader.com. Now compare new and used cars side-by-side at Autotrader.com, the ultimate automotive marketplace and proud partner of Patriots football. Gerard joined us on the AT&T hotline. Find out what's possible with the nation's fastest mobile broadband network, AT&T. Rethink,
you know,
possible.
I haven't studied the All-22 yet. I know Meter has, but
of course.
One thing this week when you're preparing for the Patriots Steelers game,
yes,
trying to, you know, make your pick and break it down, is Mayo Spikes. They were chasing the play all day last week. If you look at the highlights film, whatever, they were chasing number 40, Peyton Hillis, down the field. Mayo had whatever it was, 13 tackles. I don't think any were behind the line. Spikes was just getting burned.
Vaporized.
And they have to do better. That's my analysis.
And isn't it ironic
they have to do better
that they ended up chasing Peyton Hillis at 250 pounds and didn't seem to have that same problem with LT or Adrian Peterson in earlier games?
Right. It is. I mean, maybe Cleveland exposed the weakness. You know, maybe, again, getting a lead makes it easier to run. But there aren't many things that Cleveland does better than Pittsburgh. You know, there aren't many things that you look at and say, well,
they got a better offensive line.
Yeah. Well, now they do.
Now they do, yeah.
It's all of the Pittsburgh is, you know, so
injured,
beat up. But they certainly have, well, I guess McCoy had a good game, but they certainly have a better quarterback, you got to respect the pass more with Pittsburgh.
Better receivers.
But I think if Spikes and Mayo don't do better, then the Patriots are going to get down, allow them to run the ball. It's going to be the same. It's going to unfold the same way the Browns game did.
Patriot Friday continues, 8:45. Adam Schefter will join us. We'll take a break. Phone lines are open. We'll talk with you. The caption contest is underway, and we have a lot of quality captions in. How about this one? Simulcast gone bad on Nesson's Dennison Callahan show.